Welcome, Metro East. Well, okay. Thank you for your overwhelming response. Today, okay, we are on our second week of our series entitled Love Revolution. In this series, we're talking about love. Okay, sino ba sa inyo in love? Okay, medyo mahihain. How many of you here, you're sitting beside someone who looks in love? Ayan. If you're in love or you're probably someone who's interested about love, I'm really happy that you're here tonight because we're going to talk about love. In fact, in this series that we started last week, we've been talking about love based on certain couples in the Bible. And we would see that through the lives of these people, God is using them so that you and I can also learn about love. Okay, so exciting to because tama-tama, sa Sunday, Valentine's na. Bigyan ko kayo ng pagkakataon, batiin nyo naman yung katabi nyo, Happy Valentine's. Okay, yung iba sa inyo, pag sabi ng Happy Valentine's, Happy Valentine's. Kinilig-kilig wa kasi katabi ko siya. So, yung iba naman, yung iba naman na awkward, awkward. Today, we're gonna talk about love. And obviously, if you're gonna look around, if you're gonna go into the malls, if you're gonna go to your school, you would say that love is in the air. Tama ba? Kitang-kita natin, nadidinig natin, naramdam-naramdam natin. So love is in the air. And it's quite obvious, especially when we observe the things around us, especially the things that we see. Okay, probably for some of you, it is quite evident, especially pag pumasok ka dun sa mga park nyo, dun sa mga areas where people are dating, and everyone who are dating there or probably spending time together are wearing couple shirts. Lahat sila may couple shirt, lahat sila may mga dalawang cupid, dalawang puso, tapos ikaw ang suot mo lang kalahating puso. Some people, they're reminded of decorations. You find it in the mall or probably in your whiteboard, in your blackboard. Lagi may mga heart doon, may mga curtains kayo nagawa sa puso. Or probably when you go to food places, restaurants, they would make an effort to design their restaurant with the hearts or probably flowers. Even in their food that they're serving, they would make an effort to make it look like a heart. Probably just like that donut na hugis puso. Some people naman, they are reminded of love because of the roses that are everywhere. During this time, roses are everywhere and they are not just everywhere. They are everywhere and very expensive. Tama ba? This is a great time for us to see, dapat ba talaga pag may love, may roses? Tonight, I believe God has a great word for all of us as we talk about love. And we're not just reminded by the things that we see or the things that we observe around us. We're also reminded by the songs that we hear in the radio, in our iPod. These love songs are everywhere. Sobrang trending sila. Sobrang nag-hit sila sa mga love radio, Yes FM, iTunes, okay, sa Mix. Ito yung mga songs na nakita ko na sikat na sikat ngayon. To give you a sample, especially for those who are really in love na in love kayo, ito yung song nyo. Iyan. Okay, nanonood ba kayo niyan? Hindi. Sino sa inyo yung katabi niyo mukhang kilig na kilig pag nanonood niyan? Probably they are hopeful. They are hopeful of the love that they want to have. Iba naman, ito yung song niyo. Taas ang mga kamay. Yan. Okay. Kasi bitter sila. Ito yung song nila. They're bitter about the people who hurt them. Sabi nila parang mahal mo masyado sarili mo. Pakasalan mo sarili mo. Pakasalan mo mukha mo. Parang gano'n. Iba naman, hopeful. Yan. Okay ba yung pagka-record ng boses ko? Okay, hopeful sila that someday, okay, they would have that love with each other or love life together. A lot of us, ito yung nagiging reminder natin, okay? Love songs, mga kanta na ating inaawit or pinapakinggan. And minsan nare-remind tayo about love kasi nowadays, uso na naman yung mga pick-up lines. O, sample, kumare, nag-review ka na ba? Eh kasi, pasasagutin na kita. Yeah. O, isa ba ha? Sesya na kayo, hindi ko ginagamit to eh. Okay, yung isa naman, maglaro nga tayo, wag lang taguan. Kasi a girl like you is hard to find. Bumenta yung mga love. Eh. Things like this are quite popular again. Why? Because again, love is in the air. But the question now that begs to be answered is this. What is love all about? What is love all about? Is it all about the decoration? Is it all about the feelings, the emotions? Is it about you just being with someone? Is it about the hugs and the kisses and the physical intimacy with someone? Is it about the blood rushing into your body every time you would see that person, yung tinatawag nating kilig? Is love all about those things? What is love? And what is it all about? We want to answer that in this series and in this preaching. I like how a person described what love is. Sabi niya, love is like a bomb. Okay, para daw bomba. And let me explain to you why. Imagine with me, in this very big hall, meron tayong tinago at pinlant na bomba. That bomb is already activated. So ano mangyayari? In a matter of 2 minutes, that bomb is about to explode. So the only way for us to, syempre, to stop that is to defuse the bomb. And let's say, for example, with me here is a gadget that could possibly defuse that bomb. And with it, syempre, meron tayong, kunwari, dalawang wire na kailangan nating pagpilian. So now, the decision is up to us. I could probably think that magtanong-tanong ako dito, maghanap ako ng mukhang matalino, mukhang maraming pinag-aralan, mukhang matanda na. Okay, so tanongin natin si Kuya Bear. Okay? Kuya Bear, alin po ba dyan na sa tingin nyo dapat nating putulin? Yung kulay? Yung kulay blue. Sa tansya niya, blue daw dapat. Sa inyo ba, sa nakararami, ano sa tingin nyo? Yung white. Sino yung mga white? Yung mga blue. Marami din yung blue. Pag inisip ko, napag-aralan ko yata ito ng college eh. Dapat nga ba blue o white? Parang tanda ko white eh. Kasi ano ko eh, napag-aralan ko to sa home economics. Pero since sabi nyo blue, pagbibigyan ko kayo. Kahit pahula lang yan, puputulin natin yung blue. Titingnan natin kung sasabog. Ready na ba kayo? May sumabog. Think for a while. Can you imagine if it's a real bomb that was planted in this room? Can you imagine if there was an actual ticking bomb that's about to explode in the midst of us? What just happened? We made the wrong choice because we just based our decision on the opinion of the elderly. We based it on the opinion of the majority. We based it on my stock knowledge. What does it prove to us? In defusing a bomb, sincerity of our opinions or our knowledge is simply not enough. There has to be more in us so that we would be able to find out what's true about it. You know what? When that guy said that love is like a bomb, I believe it's true. Because I do believe that our sincerity, our opinions, our stock knowledge, or the opinions of the majority is simply not enough when it comes to understanding what love is all about. And could it be possible that the definition and the understanding of love that we have right now is actually based on wrong notions? Could it be possible that we might have been dictated by the songs or the advices of people like follow your heart? Eh, sabi sa Bible, pag pinalo mo yung heart, yari ka. Kasi sabi sa Bible, the heart is deceitful above all else. Manluloko daw yung puso. Yung katabi nyo ba mukhang naloko na ng puso nila? So today, we want to answer this. Kailangan kaya natin ng love revolution? Do we need a love revolution in our hearts? Do we need the love that God has for us? So to answer that, we're gonna read the word of God. Kung yung bomb maker is the authority in that bomb, God is the authority in our lives, in our hearts. So let's read the scripture in the book of Judges, chapter 16. This is the story of Samson. Let's read. Sometime later, he fell in love with a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. The rulers of the Philistines went to her and said, "See if you can lure him into showing you the secret of his great strength and how we can overpower him so we can tie him up and subdue him. Each one of us will give you 1,100 shekels of silver." So, yayaman ka pag ginawa mo to.
And then, says there, so Delilah said to Samson, tell me the secret of your great strength and how you can be tied up and subdued. Nakikiusap si Delilah, sabi niya, kung mahal mo talaga ako, sabihin mo sa akin. And then, from verse 7 to verse 14, it was a story of Delilah pleading to Samson, and then Samson would lie about it. May sasabihin siya na, kailangan mo akong itali. Tapos pag tinali mo ako ng ganitong pantali, wala na ako strength. Nakatatlong beses nagsinungaling si Samson. So ngayon, sa verse 15, medyo nagtatampo na si Delilah. Let's read. Sabi doon, then she said to him, how can you say, I love you, when you won't confide in me? This is the third time you have made a fool of me and haven't told me the secret of your great strength. With such nagging, she prodded him day after day until he was sick to death of it. So, rinding-rinding na siya. Hindi niya na matagalan. So, he told her everything. No razor has ever been used on my head, he said, because I have been a Nazarite dedicated to God from my mother's womb. If my head were shaved, my strength would leave me and I would become as weak as any other man. When Delilah saw that he had told her everything, she sent word to the rulers of the Philistines. Come back once more. He has told me everything. So the rulers of the Philistines returned with the silver in their hands. After putting him to sleep on her lap, she called for someone to shave off the 7 braids of his hair and so began to subdue him, and his strength left him. Bible says that the presence of the Lord left him. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your scripture. I pray, God, that you would allow us to understand your word and you would allow us, God, to realize what love really is all about. Allow us, God, to receive from you and allow us to apply it. This we claim in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let me give you a short background of Samson. Okay, during this time, the people of Israel was in a time of apostasy. Ibig sabihin, that was the time that people are enjoying the blessing of the Lord because they are obeying God, honoring God. Then after some time, they would start forgetting about God, doing wrong things against Him, and they would find themselves facing a lot of problems. So what will happen, they would cry out to God, and God would send them a judge. The judge would be the one who would lead the people so that they would once more worship God, honor God, and then magkakaroon na naman sila ng magandang pamumuhay. And then the cycle would go on, they would forget about God again, and they would suffer, and then they would cry out for another judge. So ganun yung cycle. At this point, Samson was the judge for that season. Okay, so siya yung main character natin. And doon sa binasa natin kaninang scripture, it talks about the love story of Samson and Delilah. In that story, would you describe it as an ideal or something na gusto nyong mangyari sa love story nyo? Do you want to have a love story like that where you got to have the girl that you really like but end up breaking your heart? May gustong-gusto mo, talaga pinapangarap mo, talagang malayo pa lang, napapangiti ka na pag nakita mo siya. Yung tipong, kasi pag nakikita ko siya, may dimples eh. Okay, tas may braces, tas nag-high sa akin. Only to find out in the end na kaya pala siya nag-high sa'yo kasi crush niya yung best friend mo. Diba? Parang broken-hearted. Parang tragic. Now, it may not be the exact story of Samson and Delilah, but clearly, the ending of their love story was tragedy. It was very tragic because in the end, si Samson, he was betrayed by Delilah. In fact, it cost him his future. It cost him his life because he loved the wrong person. And I do believe that that is not the plan that God has for us. In fact, God wants you to have a great love story. Every one of us. Maybe you are here and thinking, talaga, eh parang so far, yung lahat ng niligawan ko, 100% yung mortality rate ko. Okay, lahat busted. Lagi na lang akong duguan. Eh, talaga, eh parang all my life, since ano grade 1 ako, walang pumapansin sa aking lalaki. Parang feeling na nilalayuan nila ako. May papansin pa kaya sa akin na lalaki. May magmamahal ba sa akin, tatanggap sa akin as a girl na para lang sa kanya? I want you to know, it may seem like it's impossible. God wants you to have a great love story. Sabihin mo nga sa katabi mo, magkaka-love life ka rin. Alam niyo kung kailan magkakaroon ng love life yung katabi niyo? Sa tamang panahon. Okay? until that time comes, we want to learn now, how do we prepare for that great love story? So for us to learn and prepare for that, we would try to analyze the tragic love story of Samson so that as we learn from his mistakes, we would end up having a great love story for ourselves. Tingnan natin, ito yung buhay ni Samson in a timeline. Okay, so yung kailan siya pinanganak hanggang sa mamatay siya. Majority of us were just aware of the love story that Samson had with Delilah. Ito yung pinakasikat, ito yung popular. But ang hindi natin alam, prior to that, may dalawa na siyang love story na nangyari. And the sad thing about this story is, in those three occasions, all those were tragic. All those were heartbreaking. And as we go by each love story, we would realize certain things that are very applicable and very relevant to us today. Because in the same way that Samson was a man whom God called for his purposes, whom God called to experience a great love story, I believe that's the same call that God has for us. Pero ayaw natin mangyari yung nangyari kay Samson. Usong-uso ngayon yung mga pinopost natin sa Facebook na si Samson, malakas yan. Pero mahina ang puso. Mahina sa temptation. Si Samson, wag nung tularan. So ganun yung gagawin natin ngayon. Okay, wag nating tutularan si Samson. We wanna learn from his life and apply it to our lives. Simulan natin. When he was born, he is a Nazarite. Ibig sabihin, hindi siya nasa left. Okay? Nazarite. Okay? So, sige, tahimik kayo eh. Okay? Nazarite are people set apart for God's purposes. That means when they were born, they were somehow special already. And I do believe each one of you in this room has a God-given purpose already. You may not be aware of it, but one thing I know, that purpose that God has for you is something great, just like Samson. So ganun yung buhay ni Samson. And when he was born, for him to be able to fulfill that purpose, there were certain things that he is not to do or not to involve himself in. These are those four things. Sabi doon, no razor shall touch his head. Bawal siya magpagupit. Dapat long hair siya all throughout his life. Also, he shall not drink any wine or strong drinks. He is not to touch anything.